All right. For the first time, this is not the second take. We're beginning our meditation. So settle down into your posture. We're going to do a breath meditation today. It's going to be kind of exploring. I honestly don't know how to describe it. I'll give you two possible framings and you can decide. It's either going to be exploring how attention shapes experience, or it's going to be exploring how intention shapes experience, but it's a breath meditation. And so the first thing is just to settle down into your body and see if you can put whatever's happening in your mind in the context, allow it to share the space at least a little bit with the sensations of the body. And basically, the short version is see if you have any problems with anything in your mind right now. And as long as you don't think that meditating is going to fix those problems, then we're all good. And we can meditate. But if there is a little idea like, oh, I won't have to deal with this once I'm, once I'm all concentrated and stuff, see if you can have a little reality check here. The idea is to enter into the meditation with no ulterior motives. So we're going to bring our attention to the sensations of the breath at the tip of the nose, as they say, the openings of the nostrils. In such a way that is not at odds with anything. So if there's other stuff going on in the mind, that's fine. It can, as much as it's going to recede into the background, that's just fine. But awareness of the sensations of the breath is not here to crowd anything out. And you might like to say something. Say in and out. In on the in breath, out on the out breath. Give yourself a little rhythm, a little reminder. We're going to move around the place that we're going to attend to the sensations of breath. We're going to go all the way through. And we'll start by moving up to the contact with that air. If we're going to, tell ourselves a story, for all we know, the breath just disappears once it enters into our nostrils. But we're going to imagine that there's an interior to our body. And that the breath kind of goes up the nose and like hits these sinus cavities, like kind of back between the eyes, up above the nose, up above the back of the throat, all the way up there. See if you can find any sensations of breath up there. The highest point in the body that you can actually feel the breath kind of striking against. It makes us, it's like a hairpin turn up there. There's turbulence. I'm just gonna like lean awareness into those sensations in both directions. Like you're out on a you're standing out on a ferry and it's really windy out on the water, and you can lean into the wind and it'll hold you up. Lean your awareness into those sensations of the breath up. I guess in the, I don't know what we're going to call that place. The place above and behind the nose. Go down to the back of the throat. The place you would poke yourself if you wanted to make yourself throw up. See if you can feel any sensations of breath. They might also just catch on the back of your tongue. Tongue apparently is makes its home somewhere down there. Same deal. See if you can just kind of settle into that, the contact, settle into contact, get in touch. Maybe it's nice. Maybe you never knew how nice it was to feel your breath kind of just barely brush on the the very back part of your tongue on its way down into your body. Go down into the throat now. Imagine on the next out-breath what it would feel like if you were to hum the whole time. Don't do it, just imagine what it would feel like. That's the place. Light up awareness down there in your noise-making parts. See if you can feel the breath whistling through there. Now, at some point here, we're going to have to transition out of actually feeling what we would call, like air or something. I don't know how we want to characterize these sensations. At some point, the breath is apparently going to stop rubbing up against wet things that feel cool and warm, depending on the temperature of the air that's going by. But let's be rigorous and say maybe there's a spot even further down where you can feel the breath on the inside of the body and see if you can find that spot. See if you can follow the sensations down from the larynx or wherever we were attending to the sensations before. See if there are some very subtle breath sensations, maybe even down in the upper part of the chest. Before the breath splits into many little threads that follow the highways and byways of the insides of the lungs. So, see if you can reach down in there. We're going to transition to the kind of broader and more accessible sensations of the expansion and relaxation of the chest cavity. See if you can feel it all the way around. Apparently, a lot of the space that's made for the breath is in the lower ribs in the back. They kind of spread out. Although all the ribs kind of, they actually rotate on the spine. They raise up a little bit. The sternum raises up a little bit on the in-breath. See if you can find what you can decide for yourself the dividing line between the lungs above and the visceral organs below, basically your diaphragm. And without controlling it at all, just attend to the movement of the diaphragm. Move down into your guts, your kind of everything below the diaphragm goes for quite a ride on the over the course of the in and the out breath. See if you can feel that yield in the belly to allow that movement. Take your visceral organs for a walk. This is as much as they get out, at least if all's going well. And let that natural kind of pressure on the in-breath reveal to you if there are any tensions in the belly that need releasing, deep tensions. And you can kind of settle the belly downward in such a way that follows that downward motion of the in-breath. Just let those tensions drop right down to the center of the earth. Last thing to see what is the deepest point in the body that you can feel that pressure, that downward movement on the in-breath reaching. I declare that you can feel this all the way down at the very root of your body, the inside of the pelvis, your kind of around your. Is it your sexual organs, your organs of elimination, what they call the root chakra area? So you can rest in contact with the rhythm of the breathing all the way down there. And while you're there, you may as well just relax. Now we're just going to experiment a little bit, tool around a little bit in the domain of the breath as it extends all the way from the kind of bottommost point of the body, well, the torso at least, all the way up to the belly, the diaphragm, the lungs, throat, all the way up into the kind of sinuses and out the tip of the nose. First, see if you can become aware of the full experience of the breath in one go. Big, broad, open. Centerless awareness of all of the sensations of the breath. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to pick a different location and do one breath aware of just that location or with an emphasis on that location, like the tip of the nose. With a full duration of an in and an out breath. And then for the next breath, back to the full experience. Of the breath all the way up and down the body. You might need two breaths for each, depending on how quickly you can reorganize your attention. And then pick another spot like the belly, one breath, two. Depending on your pace at the belly, and then back to that broad awareness. Go ahead and try another spot. Just see how you can do. And then when you come back to that broad awareness, stay there for a minute, settle into it. The open, receptive, relaxed awareness to anything that qualifies, everything that qualifies as a sensation of breath. And now, what we're going to do is to just relax that constraint on the attention a little bit. See if your attention can just go to whatever is the most kind of salient, the most pronounced sensation of breath in a given moment. Basically, give your monkey mind. Free rein to wander among the sensations of the breath. Do not constrain your attention to land on any particular part of the breath. Do not constrain your attention to be a broad awareness of all of the sensations of the breath. See what happens if you leave your attention alone in the realm of the breath. You will not have time to call out the location that your attention lands because by the next moment it may have bounced off somewhere else. Just be with it wherever it goes. Let it have a mind of its own. We're going to do the same thing now with no constraint whatsoever for the attention, even to land on a bodily sensation. Just allow the attention to go wherever it goes. If it settles somewhere, that's fine too. The important thing is the non-constraint. If it lands on a thought, well, a sound, oh, the bodily sensation here, there. You may be shocked at how rapidly it switches objects. Just the great news is you don't need to hang on for the ride because you are there wherever it is. And if it isn't obvious, see if you can let everything be exactly how it is, wherever the attention lands, nothing needs modification. Curious place, the present moment.